There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, it's Colson here. Now, you're about to listen to this week's episode of On the Sofa, but before you do so, I need a massive favor from you. And that favor is simply following or subscribing to the podcast on whatever platform you are listening to us on. When you do that, it's simple. All you have to do is you press the button and it downloads the episodes of the podcast automatically. It sends you a notification every time we release an episode, and it helps us grow the podcast. We cannot express how much we appreciate all of your support. Now you've done the favor, simply sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode of On the Sofa with me, Jack, and Ben. Hello and welcome back to On the Sofa with Colson, Jack, and Ben. Coming up on today's episode is...
Could you show us now, just slightly move the microphone away, you show us now how you sit with the football manager, and then we'll tell you.
It is.
Is it there? Is it there? It's football manager back.
Football manager back.
It's a thing.
And in part two of today's episode, we're going to be talking all things the new Netflix series that is Fool Me Once. Before we start talking all things Fool Me Once, as always, lads, what's been going on? How's your week been? But Ben, there's a biggie. There's big news because Mr. Jackie P is a year older.
Yeah. Woo! I had my birthday, yeah.
How old are you? 40.
40.
36.
That's it, yeah.
36? No one saw
No one saw
little David Platt at 36, did they?
The thing is, I think a lot of people are going, he's only 36. He must be 52 by now.
Why?
I think so. I think people have sort of grown up with the
character. Hold on. Don't throw around 52 like it's ancient. Don't throw around, he must be like, 52, like it's ancient. It's still a spring chicken.
Yeah.
36.
How does it feel?
Exactly the same.
No major changes, no aches and pains.
Aches and pains, yes. Do you actually?
Yeah,
I do. I do have aches and pains.
I've got a bad back.
That's what I've got. I put a bit of DP on my back last night before I went to bed.
Ooh.
I thought, I wonder if this is 36.
This is it every night, DP. Maybe.
Just when you bend down, it hurts? Or just general walking
around?
It's
just there. And do you know what I think it might be?
Upper back, not lower back.
No, it's upper back. It's here.
Sleeping, how you sleep. Bad pillow.
Do you know what I think it might be?
What?
Hunched over football manager.
He could be.
I think you're right. Could you show us now, just slightly move the microphone away, you show us now how you sit with the football manager, and then we'll tell you. It is. Is it there? Is it there? It's football manager back.
Football manager back.
It's a thing.
Yeah. Can't you get your physio to come and like...
I should do, should I?
What are the symptoms? Well, I play on... Oh, it's football manager back, isn't it? I've heard of this.
So that means you've been caning it. Because the last time we spoke about football manager, you just got the new one and you were starting afresh.
Yeah.
Where are we?
I've won the league multiple
what
times.
What year?
2030.
So you've done 6 years already.
6 years already?
Yeah, 6 or 7. Is it 20?
Where are you at?
23, 24. I'm Leeds. I'm in the Premiership, Champions League, all that.
You've conquered the world with football manager and got a bad back. Does it get boring? It
doesn't really.
No, it doesn't, because you constantly still want to see your team winning.
Yeah.
It is weird, isn't it,
is
football,
it
that
real?
Every year it is the same. They play the same games. There's
in
nothing
the same
different.
Way.
Yeah.
Anyone of note in your team?
Archie Gray still in my team.
Is he, yeah?
Absolutely.
How much is he worth?
Oh, like 100 million.
Is he?
Absolutely smashing it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
like they're real.
He plays
he's smashing
for England.
It.
He plays
do you know what?
England.
He goes
should play for England now.
Yeah, he won the World Cup with England.
Oof. England won the World Cup. Did you do
that? I didn't.
No.
I had no involvement in it.
Do you refuse those big jobs?
They've never offered me.
Oh, hold on. Why
yeah.
not?
No. I think it's to get the England job, I think your adaptability has to be very good. And for your adaptability to go up on your manager stats, I think
you
have to move.
Teams.
You need to move clubs.
You've won the Premier League, Champions League.
Yeah. Yeah.
FA Cup.
A few times. Yeah, yeah.
League Cup.
World.
Yeah.
World.
Anything you've not won?
No. I've won the
Fairs Cup.
I've won the Club World Cup.
Yeah.
I've done
something
that's
been invented.
I won that with Leeds, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You are very, very talented.
So what was your birthday? Tell us about it.
Our birthday, yes. More important things. My birthday fell on a Sunday, so on the Friday... before we went to the Peak District. That's what you do when you're 36.
Yep. Glamping?
No, not glamping. No, it was like some rich people had a manor house.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they have like...
A wood store. And
exactly.
And out the back of the
exactly
wood
store.
Exactly that. Yeah.
Exactly that. They had a fruit and veg pantry.
Yeah.
And they converted it into a house.
Got you.
And I was in the fruit and veg pantry.
Was it nice?
Yeah, it was
hot
very
tub.
Nice. No hot tub. But they had a fire. And that's winning.
Just you two?
Us two and the girls.
Dogs.
Yeah. Baby.
Living it. Absolutely living it. Just two.
Baby and Lady, the child.
Little holiday.
They said you could only take one dog.
Oh, well, they
But we said...
But hold on, the halves,
exactly.
Which you could have won.
Yeah.
And they were like, fine.
Yeah. And yeah, the dogs absolutely... They loved it because they saw the real fire.
What did you get up to in the peaks?
Ooh, walking.
None of that. In the peaks, not in the wood hut.
We
walking
that's what you do, don't
oh,
you?
Oh,
I yeah. never thought this would be
that's 36. This,
yeah,
this,
I
that's
never thought
36.
It'd be you.
What do you do
but
when you
now?
Birthday,
if I
walking?
Turn around to you and we're like, do you fancy going for a walk on Sunday? You'd tell me to get fucked.
Yeah, probably.
What do you do with the you dogs? Would. That's in a coat. Dogs in a coat, they're not walking.
No, Lady doesn't walk, her feet don't touch the floor, so she has to be carried everywhere. Baby's very good and she'll walk.
Oh. Did you take the slow jazz for them so that they got to sleep okay at night?
I did have to put the fish on, yeah, on a night. Yeah.
What about the water? What happens if you don't put the fish on? They don't go to bed.
Lady will bark.
But if you put the fish on, she won't bark?
Yeah, she won't bark. She'll sit and watch it and then doze off.
It's ever so
yeah.
weird.
I had an animal encounter while I was in the
Very
peaks.
Good.
Now, this is good.
Bear.
Rare animal.
Yeah.
Sure.
I think so.
Coyote.
No. It's not a rare animal, but it's a rare...
Sighting.
Squirrel.
Yeah, like the situation. So we're in the woods and we're doing a National Trust walk.
Mm. Yeah.
And I like doing that.
Do you have a map?
No, because I think that's cheating, because it's easy then. What I like to do is follow the directions and if you get lost, it's fun.
So you get on the path and then you'll just follow the signs?
No, I'll follow instructions on the phone.
Left,
like, turn
left
right. At the pub. You'll come to a T junction, look for this farm,
okay,
and that. But sometimes you can't find them, and
okay.
That's fun. Anyway, that's not...
sleeping in the forest.
Yeah. So we're in this forest, and all of a sudden, we hear some sort of weird screaming. And I went, are they fucking monkeys? It sounded like monkeys, like, ah, ah, like that.
Fox.
I was thinking, well, what is it? Is it a fox? Is it birds? What? I couldn't quite work out what it was. And then we heard a big horn. Like, oh.
Vikings.
The hunt.
There's a hunt going on. So the weird noise we could hear were hunting dogs. Is it beagles?
Yeah.
Hounds, foxhounds, and beagles.
Bloodhounds.
Yeah. So, is it beagles or beagles?
Beagles.
Beagles, right.
Do you know, you're not allowed to buy one of them. You have to buy two because
well,
they get lonely.
Well, there were
lonely.
Five, Coulson.
Yeah, they get lonely.
There were five. And there was a fence and there's some guy who's obviously doing some hunt on some private land.
They might have mistaken you for a fox.
Well,
you're probably lucky.
I was worried about the dogs because if they see them, they might just think they're fucking rabbits.
Have them. Did you pick them up?
Well, I had to pick them up, sharpish, because all these five dogs... came running after baby and lady. Lady's already tucked away, so
she's fine. She's
fine.
Watching the show.
She knows what day.
So you nearly got caught up in a hunt, and they nearly killed you 2 hours.
They nearly killed the two out. So I had to quickly get hold of baby.
Think quick.
But the dogs were trying to get back to the private land because they were on our side of the fence. They couldn't get over, and so one of them fell over.
Yeah.
And then looked at us like embarrassed. like we caught him falling over, and he's a professional, so he shouldn't.
Yeah, I shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, I shouldn't be doing
this. I've disgraced myself.
Yeah, he did, yeah. And then he managed to squeeze through the fence. But they were all there on the horses.
On the horse. Did they let onto you?
Yeah, one guy did, yeah.
Hi up, Dave.
Yeah, no, he just went, all right. And I went, all right, and then walked on.
And then at night, what'd you do? Meal,
we had meal out steak.
Where? What was it called? The Fox and Hounds.
I want to say Wild Hive.
The Chihuahua Wild Hive or Wild Hide. Hello, welcome to Wild Hide. Steak?
Wild Hive, I think.
Wild Hive.
I think it's a hotel.
Nice meal. Pre-booked was this.
Yeah. Pre-booked.
Nice. Steak and chips.
Steak and
so
chips.
So out of all of your birthdays, would you say that's one of your best?
What was your best birthday? What has been your best?
I had that 30th, didn't I? That was good.
The thing I remember about Jack's 30th, Ben, was we were planning it, and then Jack was like, there's one big thing you've got wrong here. And I was like, what is it? And he was like, the day. And I was like, oh, well, you either have it on the Friday or the Saturday closest to your birthday. And he was like, no, I'm having it on the day of my birthday.
Yeah.
And it was a Sunday.
Yeah.
So he basically just said to everyone, it's a Sunday, I'm having my birthday. Yeah, yeah. It's on the day.
And they all turned up.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
That was a birthday. Happy to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any goals for 36?
Seven.
You're 37?
No, I'm 36. What do you mean? Like, any goals for next year?
No, any.
Oh,
in your year?
The piano.
The piano.
So you're having
your
the same as your New Year's
job.
Resolution and your PA.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, same, only 2 weeks apart.
Same period of time, innit? Yeah.
Aren't they?
It's a shit times of a birthday.
It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect.
For you, maybe.
For me, yeah. It's
for
perfect.
For me, it won't.
I don't want any fuss. Remember, you like the fuss.
We're off out tonight for your birthday
ben
meal.
Ben don't like
we?
The fuss.
We're off out for your birthday meal tonight.
Oh, yeah, the Nando's.
The Nando's.
Is that
birthday.
Where you want to go, is it?
Oh,
perfect.
So just so all we'll the audience there. Know, sometimes before the podcast and sometimes after the podcast we eat, and every time Colson says to us, where are we off? And we only ever go to Nando's.
To be fair, in my defence, listeners, the last two times we haven't actually gone, once it was pissing it down and we just went to Wagamama's.
Mm.
And was it the time after, like, a lot of people around, so we just went to Wagamama's?
Mm.
We haven't actually stepped foot into the Nando's for a while, have we?
When was your last Nando's?
I virtually had it last night at home.
Did you?
Yeah. Like, you know, the make your own Nando's. Yeah.
Silly boy. Silly
and
boy.
As I were eating it, I went, oh, God, I'll be going there tomorrow.
I'll be going there tomorrow. You can mix it up and just have fish.
Jack, you told a story about going on a walk.
Oh, yeah.
We've had snow, haven't we?
Yeah.
Manchester has had snow.
For a day.
Well,
half a day.
Half a day.
I tell you what, it still counts. And it's bad at my end.
Mm.
Well, no.
Ben don't believe me.
So there's no snow now. Snow's gone.
Not at my
and
house.
He went, oh, man, it's really bad at mine. Bearing in mind, it's 20 minutes from work.
Yep.
Shows me on his Ringo camera or whatever it is. Snow. And I said, yeah. Because your side of the street gets no sun. I said, look at the park.
Yeah,
nothing.
Basically,
bright green.
I haven't been able to go on a run today because I went on a walk this morning to recce whether it was safe to run. And it was too
slippy.
Did
you walk the run?
I went on a walk to go to the pharmacy to get my prescription. And I was like, I'll see what it's like, see if I can go for a run later. And I couldn't go for a run.
So they haven't gritted the paths or anything like that?
The paths are fucked.
Right. Okay.
But it's the worst, isn't it? It's when it snows. I was
you just jog on the spot for like 3 hours.
Do you know what? That's
would it,
a fast
would it
time
do
for
all?
A marathon. Yeah, absolutely. That's
would
a fast
it?
Time for a marathon, jogging on the spot.
Or like, what about doing laps of your garden?
Not like, your garden. You'd go dizzy.
Well, I know, but what? Think about what people do. You know when people in COVID were like running?
You're just making it sound like you're living in a massive stately home.
I know, but you know in COVID people were like doing laps of the house or laps of the flat in the gardens.
No.
Like how?
Oh, that's boring as fuck. That's exactly. Like Steve McQueen with a tennis ball.
Yeah, you'd be worried.
You
won't get that.
Simon Grayson climbed up the equivalent of Kilimanjaro up the stairs. In-
Some people did some stuff, didn't they? Kilimanjaro. Yeah. Fucking,
how many flights of stairs all is day. Kilimanjaro?
And he was doing it all day. And he was up and fucking down the stairs until he'd done Kilimanjaro.
Do you know what would be great? You just go, did Everest. Did you climb over? Yeah, on the stairs.
Yeah.
14,000 times.
But then everyone did those virtual challenges. And really, it's like, you know, the London Marathon. Yeah, everyone got a medal for doing the virtual London Marathon.
You run out of oxygen.
Yeah, and it's cold. What are you like? Warm, I turned it up, it's lovely. Yeah.
But I was up and down the stairs.
So what date is your birthday, Jack?
14th.
So my daughter's is the 13th.
Is it?
Yeah. It went for me on. This is just a general question to you now. You've ordered your food.
Yeah.
Now, is someone in your family, while you're ordering, saying, but I can have a bit of that, can't I? As you're ordering...
Yeah.
And what you're getting the sense of here is, it's not the fucking tapas.
No.
Yeah. I'm having my food. But they go straight in quickly.
Yeah.
Ooh, I can try a bit of that, can't I? Anyway, food comes.
Yeah.
And before you've even tried it, what's it like?
Yeah.
Give us a, do you want some of mine? And I always go,
no.
And they go, oh, okay. And they go.
I'd get upset if you said no to me. Yeah. I'd be like, oh, I wanted to try a bit of the
Yes. Yeah, well, the person I was with was like, oh, like smelly fart. And like, oh. So I went, okay. Try. And then you've got the, do you hand the plate over, knife and fork, they do it, or hand fork.
And or then, cut a bit off.
I cut a bit off.
Cut a bit off.
Give them a bit.
Yeah.
Give them a bit that's on your fork.
Yeah, but that's great. I'll dish it off on theirs.
You dish it off on their plate. They're at the other end of the table. Oh, then you've got the walkthrough, haven't you? Potentially. Oh. To try their food, and you're going, I don't want yours.
No.
And then they either go, the two things that either come back are, one, they regret what they picked.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, that's
food
nice.
Envy. Food envy is a genuine thing.
Yeah. We share puddings, often. Though. If ever you're on puddings, we're all sharing.
Look, we're all sharing.
We'll have one chocolate bomb and three spoons.
Yeah, that's you're all sharing you the pudding. Yeah,
this is why if you go out to places that are designed for sharing. You go tapas.
No. You don't, because I don't share my food.
Yeah, but I...
And I'm watching everyone's food get passed around the table, get, oh, can I try that? And then the other...
What did you have?
I had this, like, Thai curry. Nice. Fine. Great. I'm fine
so
for
someone
me.
Wanted someone a spoon said, oh, of
do you want to try
Thai
some
curry?
On my duck? No, I don't. If I'd wanted the duck, I would have ordered it, but I didn't. And I don't want you to have any of my... Oh, please. Okay. Spoon. Pass round. A million brilliant. It gets cold. And then... There's two things that can happen. One, oh, you chose well. Oh,
yeah.
And they regret it. Or they're like, oh, that's shit.
I'm well happy
now. Yeah. I'm well happy. That
and then you're thinking, have I made a
yes.
bad choice?
And then you're a bit like, well, I liked it. But you're like, oh, it's shit. Aren't you? It gets my fucking goat. I don't want to know. I want in my own, I want to be in my own little head going, best choice this, best choice.
Yeah.
Not someone go,
do you not, so if, when the waitress is bringing
spicy.
Food over.
Too spicy for me. It's not for you, not for everyone. Too spicy, and you're like, it's too spicy.
When they're bringing food over, are you not having a look? Because
no,
the minute I get
asked.
Sat down, I'm looking at other tables.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
having an eye up and seeing what people are getting. I'm thinking, oh, that, I wonder what that could be. And then I'll read the menu and think, oh, that's that.
No, do you try that. New things?
No.
I don't.
He doesn't.
What
I
do you mean, try new things?
He won't.
So, I don't know. Would you go in somewhere and try like a fish you hadn't had before? Like, would you go, do you know what? I'm going to have the octopus.
But I have had octopus before.
I'm trying to think
yeah,
of something.
Yeah, but he's trying to
have would
I? Try the biryani.
Yeah.
I don't know, actually.
I might
don't
try the salad.
Know.
The camel hump.
Yeah.
No.
I tell you what, do you know what? I'm a big one for trying something different. I'll go for it.
Yeah, really? If a dish sounds good.
Starter
if a
and
dish
main,
sounds
I'll go,
good.
Yeah, never had it before.
Oh, no,
do you know
I
what
like
I do
it.
Like doing also is, if you can't decide, straight over the waiter, go on.
What do you recommend?
What are you having?
I like that.
I like that. I have that. Did I ever tell you I went to a place once in London and it was Korean? And I said, what would you have? And he said, it's not on the menu. And I went, what do you mean? He said, it's a dish from... where he's from or whatever. And I went, I'll have that. And obviously, he went, really? And I went, yeah, mint. He said, yeah, it's not on the menu. It's just not a dish that people are familiar with. But it was mint noodle, this noodly thing.
I often do, like, we'll do quite big orders. And when people come over to order, it's normally me doing the speaking for the table.
What do you mean? What do you mean? You doing the speaking for the table?
And I will...
And they will have... I will, no, I didn't I'll order that. No, they will have...
I will often say...
fuck off. I would like that. So it's 8 meals for me.
I will often say, have we made a good choice?
What do you mean?
To the waiter?
Yeah. And then you kind of get it off the waiter.
Oh, so you find it if he goes, you're really missing...
Hold on,
yeah,
I'm still fascinated.
Goes, you should mash. Really get the cauliflower.
Right.
I'm still fascinated by you ordering for the
table.
No,
as in, if it's like a tapas-y thing, I'll kind of take notes of what we're having and I'll go, don't worry, I'll sort this. And I'll go, bing, 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 bing.
He likes it, doesn't he? His arena's food.
His arena's food. You're playing your banking card there.
Entertaining. Yeah. That kind of, you know, going out somewhere nice, sitting down. But my perfect, like... Some people like going out, drinking, partying, going to play pool. I like sitting in El Gato in a nice, comfy booth.
For a free meal there. That's
and
said,
saying, just tapas. Tapas 14, and friends.
14 starters, 14 mains, whatever you want.
That's what I like.
Bread, olives, pisses me off.
I'll get something to eat whilst we're reading the menu. and then you start.
Just fucking,
what do you mean?
Because everyone's doing the stuff. And every single time I have to go, don't.
Oh, everyone's stuffing their
everyone's
face.
Everyone's doing the stuff. And then I said, I'm going to have to sit here till you eat the whole of your burger because we're not leaving.
But if we go out, you always have a lovely meal. Do you always have a lovely time if we go out?
What do you mean?
If we all go out, you always have a lovely time, don't you?
We're at Nando's.
Sometimes it doesn't change.
But it doesn't matter. But if we were to go somewhere
that's not
nice.
Tapas.
If we were to go somewhere nice.
Yeah, but we don't go bread and olives, do we?
Well, we can do.
Bread and olives, you're full. Yeah, you're full. I can't go bread and olives. I'm full. I've gone to eat.
If I go bread and olives, I'm not eating till next Tuesday.
Yeah, that's the meal.
That's it.
That's his starter and main. The olives are the starter. Yeah. Bread's main.
Yeah, done.
And then by the time you get to pudding, someone always gives it the beans of, oh, I like that and I like this. And you got five puddings, and there's always only one pudding that people
yeah, there
like,
is, just
and they all
one.
Fucking go into that, yeah, don't they? Yeah, and leave the fucking shitty ice cream.
Yeah,
this is a big question, okay? Hopefully, it never happens to any of us. Death row meal.
What's yours?
Mine's still unchanged. Mine's a salad to begin with.
Yep.
And then I'd probably have a Sunday dinner, something like with some Yorkshire puddings.
You would.
But
you're about to die. You would eat it all.
I won't.
I don't think you would.
I wouldn't.
Pudding. What meat on a Sunday dinner?
Chicken.
Yeah. Gravy. Yorkshire puddings.
Yeah. Veg.
How are you having your potatoes?
Roasted.
Only one type of potato.
Mash.
I mean, why do I need four types of potatoes?
You're dying.
I'd like to die. At my execution, not at bloody while I'm eating.
What are you having, Coast? There must be one for you.
I don't start.
Don't talk. He's going to throw in like calamari.
It's either a calamari or. Do you know what? I think I would have probably like a nice warm pitta, some hummus.
Yeah,
that would be good.
Yeah.
That would be nice, I think, to start.
What's your main? Chicken.
Probably chicken wraps.
Chicken wraps. You can have anything. Probably chicken wraps, which is what I like to call.
Or like a big ribeye steak. Pudding. Maybe a cheesecake of some sort. I think that's a good day out.
It's a good day out.
I don't actually think you get three courses.
I think you just get the choice.
I think
the
you
meal.
Get one meal.
And also, I have to be honest,
and a drink.
I don't know how hungry I'm going to be.
If it was just a meal and a drink, I'd go a milkshake.
If it's a meal and a drink, I'd go a bit of salad and a Coke.
Water.
Yeah.
I'd have a milkshake. I'd go Nando's chicken thighs or a nice big ribeye steak and a Oreo milkshake. What would you have, Ben?
One, I don't think I'm going to really want to eat. Two, I'd probably just go from Shreddies and a bit of yogurt on top. I wouldn't want to eat, would I?
No.
I don't fancy it. It's not one of those things where I'd go, ooh, I'm going to have...
Yeah, like 12 burgers.
Yeah. I'm really going to go to town on my last meal. I'd be like, do you know what? Actually, I'm not up for the whole day, if I'm honest.
Interesting.
He's very obviously interesting. Done that in his head. He's obviously
no,
thought.
I'm just... I'm.
Do you think your meals change? Your meals have changed, haven't they?
Yeah, the Donna Calzone's long gone, hasn't it?
Donna Calzone? That used to be a thing.
I don't think I could do it. Henry, Donna Calzone?
No way.
Not you would never.
Have you had one?
I've never had one. I've had Donami and I've had a calzone, never together, never but it's together. Just too
and
much.
When they came together, it was mayhem.
It used to be my dream takeaway, like Donna
calzone.
It
was calzone. Your dream takeaway?
Yeah. And
is it big?
Didn't you ask someone about it once and didn't they used to have it all the time?
Yeah, did someone... I thought you'd made it up. No. Or I thought it was a food you'd invented and then they just made it for you, which was a calzone.
It's just... shitload of Donna meat, shitload of tomato sauce, shitload of cheese. And I used to eat it non-stop. And now, I don't know if the thought of it turns me on or makes me sick.
That's awful. What a dilemma.
I know, I'm trying to work it out.
Did it come in a box?
Yeah.
A clog.
The feel it, yeah, there is a bit of that.
Comes in a clog.
There is a bit of the cheese and grease combo.
An edible clog. If the Donna comes out, you get, can I have a Donna clog, please?
Hey, do you know what the worst thing? Do you know what the worst thing was? I used to have it with a large portion of cheesy chips.
Oh, God.
In the calzone, can they just fit loads in there? Loads in.
No, I'd have a cheese chips as a side order.
My mum, when we used to go for pizza, I used to have a calzone.
I like a calzone.
It was like dead, like, you know, a bit more different.
Yeah.
Calzone, a bit more like, not your normal one. And when you cut into it, did he give you the old steam face?
Yeah, and the smell.
The Donna smell. Steam face.
Maybe I'll try it. Maybe I'll have a relapse.
I don't think you'll get in there.
What is Donna meat? What is it?
Lamb.
Is it lamb?
Yeah.
And where are you getting that? Because that's a specialist place.
Nah, any kebab shop, any kebab pizza shop, you're doing them.
Kebab pizza?
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, which is everyone, kebab pizza?
Yeah.
Was there one near you when you were at home?
The one that I like best, either Paradise or Taj Mahal, probably.
Both sound amazing. Where are you going? I'm either going to Paradise or the Taj Mahal. Donna Calzone.
A Deals on Wheels was good as well.
If I'm pushed, I'm off to the pyramids.
A Deals on Wheels was good.
What's Deals on Wheels?
A Deals on Wheels.
Oh, Deals on Wheels.
And then there was one called Ponte Carlo, which was good.
Ponte Carlo. Did you have to ring different ones because they get to know you go?
He's banned from.
He's banned from. You've had too many.
Too many rings.
Yeah. Have you ever had a deep fried Mars bar?
No.
Has anyone? I haven't. Henry?
No, never had one.
Never had one.
I'm sure that started in Newcastle, you know.
Not Scotland.
No, and then went up there.
And then went up.
In Scotland, they do some weird shit.
I don't even think they do it in Scotland.
Deep fried pizzas.
They don't really
do deep fried pizzas.
Do you think it was just a thing, a gimmick thing? Do you know it wasn't a thing?
What were those jelly eel eggs?
The thing
they do in London.
Yeah, pie and mash and eels. They have the eel drawer, so it's a drawer.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
It's drawers full of eels, so you get jelly deals.
You know what scraps are, don't you?
Yeah. Like bits, we used to call them.
Yeah.
You'd always have scraps, wouldn't you?
Scraps.
Fish and chips is the one that, even when I was fat, always used to make me feel ill.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah, always. Why? Just made me feel grease bomb. Yeah. Even now, you know, when I see it in the canteen at work on a Friday...
I think good fish and chips. Yeah, I don't think necessarily is if it's cooked quick.
Yeah, good fish and chips in Yorkshire.
There we go. So what are we saying? We're saying you can share food after my experience of sharing it. Would you
desserts,
do that?
You share desserts.
Share desserts, nothing else. Coulson, sharing everything.
On my terms.
If it's yours, if it's yours and you like it, get fucked. No one's having anything.
Yeah.
If you don't like yours... You're trying everyone else.
Have you ever been with friends, had something that you like that much that you order another? And on that note, we'll be back in part two. And tune in part two to find out what is going on in this clip here. The last one had Ezzy Izzard in.
Ezzy Izzard.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome back to part two of On the Sofa with Coulson, Jack and Ben. And part two is all about the new Netflix series, which is called Fool Me Once. And what did you just say, Ben?
Have we got a guest synopsis?
Well, we've had technical issues.
This is bullshit.
We've had technical issues. The synopsis...
WhatsApp down, was it?
The synopsis
Internet
always
off for a week.
Comes from one of our audience members. We always welcome one of you guys onto the podcast. You come, you sit down, you give us
but
a synopsis.
Today it's Henry putting on a voice.
But this week...
Fool Me Once! I watched Fool Me Once last night.
Tammy from Canada...
Oh.
Who picked Fool Me Once.
Yeah.
Did send us a synopsis.
Yes.
But it was a corrupted file.
Oh. She tried to send us a virus.
I don't know. So, I've got to read it out on behalf of Tammy.
Fine.
Okay?
Fine.
And Tammy, this is your synopsis. Fool Me Once is basically about a single mum whose husband and sister were both murdered in separate instances. However, she is determined to get to the bottom of both. And I promise you that whatever you think you know, you don't. I love Michelle Keegan and have done since she played Tina on Corrie. I hope you all love it as much as I did. I love your show. You guys are hilarious. You always keep me laughing. That's Tammy's synopsis.
Very good. What was strong about that was how much she focused on us.
She did, actually.
I like that in a synopsis.
She did.
We're meant to be reviewing a show. We've gone very quickly through the show, through Michelle Keegan to Tina to us.
Yes.
How brilliant are we?
I'm a little bit gutted that we haven't had another voice on the show because I like that. That's the whole point of audience pick.
To be fair, when you started, I didn't realise you were going to put a voice on.
Did I put a voice on?
You put a voice on, it worked, and then I was like, ah, right, I've got a real sense of Tammy now.
Hi, I'm Tammy from...
Yeah, good.
Creepy,
good.
Creepy. I think Tammy did very well.
So, for me once, I'm a little bit worried about this because I feel like this is the sort of show that you two wouldn't get on board with. Because I feel like it's everything that you don't really like. And have you watched the other Harlan Coben shows?
No.
You either like them or I think you either don't. Because it's very successful books.
Right.
Translated onto a TV show. And he's probably done about six now. I think he's probably...
It's three on Netflix, isn't it?
Nah, there's more because they're not all English language.
Ah, right. Because Amy Kelly, she was in...
Yep, Safe.
Right, yeah.
I think they're very much meant to shock you with twists. Okay. They're meant to kind of keep you on the edge of your seat. And, you know, there's been loads of them. Fool Me Once, I think, was... probably it's interesting.
Have you seen the three are on Netflix?
I've seen them all.
Is that them three or have you even seen the
I've not seen the non-English ones.
Okay.
I think I've seen four Harlan Corbins.
Okay.
Safe, Stay Close, Fool Me Once, and there's another.
Right, okay.
The last one had Ezzy Izzard in.
Ezzy Izzard. That's good. That's freaking good.
So,
Ezzy Izzard.
The Stranger. That's the other one. The Stranger.
The Stranger. Who was in The Stranger?
The Stranger was Richard Armitage, obviously. Siobhan Finner. From Happy Valley. I like her a lot. Anthony Head, Sean Dooley. Fool Me Once, I think, is kind of got elements of them all, but I almost think it's meant to shock you even more than they normally do. Because I think it's, I've seen the full six. You haven't, have you? Or the full eight, even.
Is it eight? No, we just watched the first step.
I think there's some twists in this that are a bit less believable. And it does things as well where it kind of sets you off on wild goose chase. like chases.
Red herrings.
Like, yeah, it's full of them. It's full of them that never get answered.
Well, in the first one,
yeah,
in the first ep that we saw, I saw a lot of potential suspects towards the end of the ep.
Yeah,
it was showing you potential suspects.
Yes,
and I assumed a few of them would be completely red herrings.
And do you know who it is?
I don't.
Do you want to know?
Yeah, you can say, yeah.
Well, it was her.
Oh, right, okay.
So she killed her husband, but her husband killed her sister.
Okay. And did she find that out? Okay.
So she went to kill the husband. But basically, the whole premise of the story is the Birkitts are a very, very wealthy family, and they're like a pharmaceutical family. And this is where the story's like, it's a cool story.
Okay.
So a pharmaceutical family, they've got loads of money, but they've been selling dodgy drugs with bad side effects that kind of leads people getting more ill or leads people getting addictions. A bit dope sick-esque. Okay. Her sister, Maya's sister, was working for the Birkitt family for the drugs and worked this out, sent it to a whistleblower, the same whistleblower that leaked the story on Maya killing the wrong people when she was in the army.
Okay.
And I'm not going to, for me to explain it on the entire podcast,
you'd have to.
It'd take an hour.
Okay.
Because there's so many different things to tie in. And basically, it all kind of does make sense. And a lot of it's left unanswered. But it's a little bit like, it didn't feel pointless, but it was a little bit like, oh, well, yeah, I could have guessed that she did it from minute one because it makes sense. But it was how it made sense.
Where do you think it lies with the other series? Do you think it's the best one he's done?
I mean, I feel like sometimes Netflix makes shows that are designed to be watched in the space of a weekend.
Okay.
Like, I think that is what this is.
A binge.
A binge. It's an hour each. It's 8 hours in.
I think that's what, and that's how I watched it.
Right.
I started it on the Saturday, I finished it on the Sunday, and just went bum, 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 bum.
I had a few questions with the first one.
Yeah.
The nanny.
Yes.
Pepper spray.
Who is looking after a two-year-old and takes pepper spray to work? I mean, is she expecting a late parcel from DHL or something?
Yeah, and never quite gets answered.
Oh, so, it does. Oh, right. Okay. So
the nanny's not got
any. Was he
any
there then?
Bad
Why
intentions.
Was he in the picture? Why was he in the on the video recording?
It wasn't him. It was put on there.
How?
It was a deep fake. So it was somebody else's face and they've put his face.
It was the nanny's husband.
Oh, Henry likes it.
Why would he do that?
Because they were being paid by the Birkitt family.
It's falling apart. It's falling apart.
The cop, the detective,
yeah,
the one who crashed the car.
Yes.
He's an alcoholic and doesn't drink.
Yes.
And his wife's pregnant, so yes. She doesn't drink.
Yes.
Why are they both in a fucking pub?
I don't know. But his...
And why does he black out and say it happens again?
So... He's on Birkitt medication.
Ah!
So when it all comes out and he knows that Maya's killed the husband, Maya explains why. And she goes, because they're selling dodgy drugs. And he looks at the drugs that he's been taking, sees it's Birkitt, and he goes, fuck.
Does he cover it up?
No.
Or she gets sent down?
He gives her a chance to do what she wants to do. And her doing what she wants to do leads to her getting killed. So she goes to see the family. Puts a photo frame up, which films everything, streams it live with the whistleblower, but she gets shot after when they admit
Joanna Lumley.
Yeah. The brother, Joanna Lumley's son, shoots her.
Is the Irish guy bad?
What's his name? But that's a really weird red herring because he puts a tracker on a car, doesn't he, Henry?
PE teacher.
And it never gets explained. PE teacher.
Who was in Corrie.
Who was in Corrie playing strop. Derek.
Yes.
Yeah.
The PE teacher.
He tried to buy the factory. His,
the shorts down were fucking
shorts
good,
down.
To be fair.
Shorts
his,
down.
They were good.
His
they
son.
Pulls his fucking trunks shorts down. Down.
Then he had the old blood in the van.
Yeah. Dodgy. Because his son was one of the lads on the motorbikes in the park.
But why is the blood in his van?
Because the lad fell off the motorbike and...
Yeah, I think so. I can't remember that bit.
It is a bit like, how many twists can we put in one thing and lead it to a... But...
So why did she kill her husband in the park?
So basically, this was the crack. So they had a gun safe, yeah? She had that Glock on display.
Yeah.
And she had the secret compartment for her Glock, which you won't have seen in episode one, or did you?
You do. Yeah, you
okay.
Do.
She, the day she found out her husband... She rang him and went, we need to talk. I need to meet you in the park. It's serious. I know what you did. Okay? So okay. She lays it on thick. She swaps the guns. She takes the real gun and puts the display Glock in the gun cabinet. When she gets there, they're talking. He has the fucking display gun. So she goes, fuck, he's going to kill me. So she kills him.
Right.
And she was like, it wasn't the end of the line for us. He could have explained it.
Do you think they'd share food at a restaurant?
I don't think they were a good couple ever. But he's a Birkin, and we're talking billions.
Money talks.
Money billions. Talks. They didn't look like a couple.
They didn't look like a couple at all.
No.
But Richard Armitage is in all of these shows.
Oh, all of them? Yeah. Always the baddie?
He must know where a body's buried or something, because he always gets cast in all of them.
Is he always the baddie?
There's always a very similar
character.
There's
always one main lead protagonist.
Yes, and it's always an investigation, and it's always a missing person or a murder or a whodunit.
Got you.
It's always deliberately leads to twists and turns. And
so what you're saying
her sister lived a double life and had another kid they didn't know about. Like, it's just constantly full. And it's a bit like every single episode has about three twists in that are completely unrelated
to
the actual plot.
So what we're saying is now it's a type of television that really is
purely designed for streamers.
So does it rely on like the last 10 minutes to throw in something in?
But it's there.
Yes.
It's there.
Yes.
That's
so
what
in,
it does.
It's there to be binged.
Yeah.
So you go, oh, I wonder what happens
next.
You'll
you know
see the last
thing,
scene and you'll
where
go play
goes,
on.
You must have done it and it's getting a bit late. We did this with the morning show. And then they leave you a great hook and you go, one more. And then you do what, but before you know it's one in the morning, your eyes are like falling asleep. But it's for that, isn't it? So we're
you got the DP out.
You got the DP out because of your football manager back.
Producer Henry,
and
you've watched
it's gone cold
this.
In the house.
Yeah.
Did you watch it in now quickly?
Well
you won't know. He's got a young child.
Yeah, as was, to be honest, because we've got a baby now, I've lost a lot of stuff because you've got to really concentrate. There's a lot of twists and turns in it.
And when you're breastfeeding at the same time.
And when I'm breastfeeding, yeah. No,
how quickly do you watch it?
Keep it 50-50.
When I'm watching the nanny cam, you miss it a bit. We watched it across like 4 days,
Henry,
5 days.
Still do you have a picture frame that videos everything that someone might do in your house?
We don't, but my in-laws, they have one of them photo frames that is digital.
We've got them at Cass. Yeah.
That change all the time.
The
twist a bit was her friend gave her
the picture frame,
the next day that video people. And I was like, so that was a plan.
Protection.
Look.
Protection from what?
Why
is she videoing?
Protection like from a child who might come through the playroom with a soft toy.
There's quite a lot that doesn't actually. There's a lot that doesn't make sense, but there's a lot that does make sense, and it's like twist for the sake of twist. My big question to you two is: so I'm saying it's a show that kind of hooks you in, and once it's got you, it's got you. You two watched the first ep. Did it make you want to watch the second?
I don't know if I will now because you've told me it's early.
Yeah,
I
have told you. I'm sorry for everyone who's listening to this podcast because I've literally just ruined the entire series.
So that is the sort of twist. It kind of annoys me sometimes when they build things into a series or a film that are there just to completely throw you off. I like it when it's cleverly done, where you don't see it happening because they don't show it. Yeah. I don't like them to just cram
quite
it
basic.
Full of stuff that is not relative at all.
Yeah. There's been quite a lot of twists on the podcast recently. We've done the salt burn, we've done the basic, we've done it's a little bit, at times I get what you mean, Jack. Sometimes it feels clever, sometimes it doesn't feel clever.
I thought it was very targeted to a streaming audience.
Yeah,
and I get
audience.
That. It's an easy watch.
Yeah.
It's a weekend or it's over a week.
It'll
maybe it's a couple of eps every night for the week.
Blown up on TikTok.
But it will blow
everyone
up and go.
It's and
a
that's,
bit, it's fast telly, isn't it?
And that's the thing about twists. Everyone talks about it. And then everyone talks about it, so then it ends up getting 30 million streams.
Yeah, but
whatever.
Once you've got the twist, then there is nothing else in the show. Like, you could watch The Morning Show two or three times.
Yeah.
You can watch other films, but that, really, once you know...
Yeah.
It's a bit like you can't really re-watch it.
It's probably worth a shout-out to your mate Keegan, though. This is kind of big stuff, this. Leading the line on Netflix, New Year's Day release.
It's well-received all over the world,
very good,
it?
Very watchable. Yeah, it's not an easy, I don't think, one, it's not easy to be in pretty much every scene and driving it.
Yeah.
And two, you're driving a character that has so much duplicity all the time. It must be hard to keep track, because what people may or may not understand, sometimes they don't, is a lot of what you film most of the time is never in order.
Yeah.
I remember Meryl Streep, we did Kramer versus Kramer, talking about she did one of the end scenes first. That was the first ever time she filmed with Dustin Hoffman. So you actually end up filming really out of order. And I can imagine on something like that, it's really hard.
Because you're wondering where.
Well, you're wondering, where's my duplicity? Am I? Because you've got to flash to the audience all the time. Oh, she has done it. She hasn't. He's done it. He hasn't.
There was. She won't have even filmed episodes in order. Imagine she'd have filmed locations.
I remember one series I did.
We're doing everything at the park today, we filmed, which crosses five eps.
We filmed ep two first, and then the last thing we ever filmed was ep one, because they said you want ep one to be absolutely slick,
so you want to get everything how you want.
So you get it everything how you want. So ep one was at the end of 5 months filming.
For what? What was that for?
For Footballers' Wives.
Footballers' Wives.
So we all had to come in like new footballers. We'd been doing it for like 5 months, and then we filmed one at the very end, and then it was released. So then everyone was in it.
Right. The one thing that Harlan Coben, like all of his shows do, is they very much glamorise living in the UK, which I don't know if it's why they're very popular abroad, because everyone's very, very rich. Very rich.
Is he English?
He's American.
Is he? Because all of his stuff is English, isn't it? All of the dramas.
Well, no, they're just being bought, aren't they, and written.
That's it. That's what we worked out the other day. They're American situations filmed in England.
That was it.
The conversations and stuff they seem to be having seem very Americanized.
Yeah.
But they're all English.
Yeah.
And it's in England.
I genuinely think it works for streamers, which is why Netflix are just going to keep buying his books. Yeah. They'll read another, they'll buy another, and in 3 years' time, there'll be another series, and it'll be very, very similar. And it'll be in filmed in England again. And one was in Brighton. We've had three, I think, in Manchester. No, one wasn't in Brighton, sorry. They've all been in Manchester. One was in Southport.
Because it's Key Street Productions that make it, isn't it?
But it does. Everyone's got really nice extensions, haven't they, Henry?
They have, yeah. And windows across the wall, you know, like...
It's, yeah, loads of glass.
The full bifold.
Range Rovers, really nice extensions.
Well, I suppose, take it all further, it's culminating in what Netflix have realised a lot of their viewing audience wants is escapism. See some nice kind of houses or places. Have faces that they understand. And then have twists and turns, which actually, I'll be honest... You can't keep up on.
No, because they're so off,
so it doesn't really matter, does it?
I thought Keegan was great. I thought Joanna Lumley was great. I think it really worked, which I think will reflect in my rating, to be fair. Like, I think...
Go for your rating.
It's hard for me to try and explain the twist, because for what it is, I don't think it needs to...
Rating?
7.5.
Well, I only watched the first step. I'm going...
I thought he was going to be massive, which I think will come out of my rating.
He's done the full, 7.5. Full shebang, hasn't he?
But then I watched it and was like, yeah, it was all right, that. Like, it was that kind of reaction of... But like Jack said, you can never watch him again. Can you? You said that, sorry.
Yeah.
You can't...
But that's what I'm saying. It's a particular type of streaming.
But then could you watch Usual Suspects again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easily. That's a whole different permutation of... It's like watching Seven or an Agatha Christie.
The thing is, with Usual Suspects, you're not sat there trying to work it out. Whereas with that, you are, and they're showing you different ones, and they're going, maybe it's behind this door, maybe it's this, maybe it's this, but you know.
Yeah, I think what it does
so
well
all
is...
all those don't matter while you're rewatching it.
What this one does well is... You completely side with the main character. So you feel like you are Keegs, yeah?
Right.
And you feel like you're with her every step of the way, rooting for her. You're in that blue Jaguar driving with her. And then it's her that's done it.
Right.
But then it's like, she's done the right thing. That's kind of the vibe. Okay.
7.
Ben?
It's
very hard off one episode.
It's hard off one, although I was completely bought into the morning show.
Yeah.
It's not.
And you went on to finish the series.
I finished that. It's not my thing. Yeah. Now,
it is. I don't think it's designed for you. It's your daughter, though, maybe?
Daughter and wife.
Yeah.
Fulgans loved it.
Yeah.
What? The Fool Me Once?
Saw it all.
Oh, really?
Loved it. Watched it together in bed.
Oh, right.
Loved it.
Oh, yeah. Fine.
They jumped into it like it was meant to be jumped into, okay. Which is... It doesn't fucking matter because they're talking while they're watching it.
Yeah, yeah. You're on your phone. You're with someone.
She's not on the phone. They're not on the phone.
I could tell my mum to watch that happily.
So my wife and my daughter.
Very low levels of concentration.
My wife and my daughter were there talking about it as it was happening on the screen, going, oh, well, it could be that. And then nothing changes. Mm. And then you get the next one. It's not for me, is it?
Can you answer me this? Because I only saw it one. Do the detective and his wife finish their dance classes?
Yeah, they do.
Does she have the baby?
Well, he gets better, obviously, because he stops taking the drugs. Because it finishes on like a flash forward 15 years, which is filmed in Media City. And it's at the hospital.
Has she gone to prison?
She's dead. It's her daughter having a kid. And it's a detective who's the godlike father of the kid and the wife's husband.
So Richard Armitage is hardly in it then?
No, yeah.
All in flashback?
All in flashbacks, yeah.
So he's just a name to get you into that. I think I'll go 6.
7.5 plus 7 is 7. A 14.5 plus a 6 is 20.5.
Take quick maths.
In the leaderboard, it puts us pretty much in the middle. Above basic.
Really?
Yeah, above basic. Oof. Below the bear. Just below the bear.
Above basic. I've had some fucking shit bombs.
You've had an absolute... Which, you've been turded on.
Absolute shit.
Yeah, Jack, you are struggling. Highest is Home Alone 2.
I need to go big.
Shouldn't really count because it is a Christmas film. So really, out of the bottom 6, 4 of them are you.
That seems right. That seems fair.
Falling down... Coyote Ugly.
Literally.
The Killer. Basic.
Whoa. Killer's not me.
No, I'm just saying that's the bottom period.
Right.
And the most of them are you. So that's where it fits. Do you want to know what we're watching next week?
Yep.
I made a statement, didn't I? Where I said that Saltburn was my film of the year last year. Well, I actually realised that there were more films than just Saltburn last year. And I thought, maybe that was my film of the year because it was a film that I really, really enjoyed and I want us all to watch it.
Okay.
I think you both did watch it on my recommendation. Air?
No, I didn't see it.
Did you not?
I've seen it.
Okay. I think you'll really like it.
It is good.
I think you will really like it.
Okay, cool.
If we get a chance to watch it together, it's definitely a good one to watch together, I would say.
Patreon.
What about it?
We're doing them names.
Yeah, but what is Patreon?
Patreon's our subscription platform where if you want more content from us, more episodes, sign up and you'll get them.
What do those episodes include?
It's you get...
A financial plan, how to get rich in 90 days. You see that on TikTok? If you had a financial plan, right, if I had a way, like gold, imagine gold.
Mm.
You're in a gold rush. You've got a river and it's full of gold.
Right.
And I've made £1 million, £2 million. Right, imagine we're in social media age and I go, hey, I've just made £2 million. Where? That river over there. Go on, have a go. Would I tell someone where gold is?
No.
Then you go on like TikTok or social media and
like how to get rich.
How to make rich. How to get somebody. You wouldn't bother, would you? You keep quiet.
What's your verdict on like...
Do you know what my favourite one is?
Buying and selling
Do you know what my
favourite
one is? If I'm a billionaire, I'm telling all of my... enemies who are trying to get as much money as me, I'm telling them all that the trick to my billions is set your alarm for 4 a.m.
Get tired.
So you all wake up early because early bird catches fuck all.
Fuck all.
I think that's why they do it.
I like that. The early bird catches fuck all.
Yeah.
Would you ever buy crypto? Would you ever buy and sell gold or stocks and shares?
I don't know how to. You've got to know what you're doing.
You've got to know what you're doing.
My brother just...
Do you reckon someone could tell us how and we could make loads of money?
You're still gambling at the end of the day, aren't you? It's gambling, but I'm not much of a gambler.
And Patreon's nothing to do with gambling, is it?
No,
it's not. Do you know what, actually? It's 100% win. Because if you buy in, you will win. You win more episodes, more content, more us.
And do you know what the website is?
Patreon.com.
forward slash, slash
on the sofa.
On the sofa.
Well done.
And forward slash up, gold, pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
If you sign up, you,
forward flash?
You get
forward
many things.
Flash. Forward the flash, pot of gold.
But one of the things you get
is a job.
A job.
Okay.
Right, who's going first? Coles?
Jack can go first.
Right. In the...
That's Ben.
In the... I like to call myself Jack. In the canteen...
Wow, I've got one.
In the canteen...
Yeah.
Which now is massive. It's like, got sushi. You know, it's like around the world, it's got sushi. We've had a few complaints. It's got colder. We all noticed it's got colder.
Mm, the aircon.
Yeah, the aircon. But also outside, it's cold, it's cold.
Oh, yeah.
And so we've got...
Shoveling snow.
Shoveling snow. We've got, very important, when it's cold, a soup. You need a lot of soups.
You do.
And head of potato and leek is Chris Campbell.
Campbell soup.
There we go.
Very good. We got quite a big lot, haven't we? You'd say it's fair size, isn't
it? It's growing. Like, it's got lots going on. I think it's the size of space.
With what it's got, we don't need
to. He's going to say anything but that, but he said, I think it's the size of the universe.
We don't
big.
We don't need to remind you with what's going on because there's shed loads from alpaca farms to Renault garages.
It's massive. Simon Wilson at one point will do a redraw.
We need some better car garages than just Renault.
Well, it's funny you should say that, Jack, because it's not a car garage, but. Been really busy this week, and this job is important. You've been doing a great job. So, Catherine D. Marsden. Catherine D. Marsden. Catherine D. Marsden. Thank you very much for being head of snowplow.
Yeah. Good. That's good.
We only need the snowplow.
We only need her 2 days a year.
Yeah.
And but when we need her, when you need her, get behind the gritting lorry, cracking your windscreen. Yeah. You need her. Marson's on it.
She's on the snow.
D. Marson. Okay. We've had a court built.
Have we? Yeah. I like that.
And I tell you why.
I'll tell you what, Matt Robson, head of crime, is going to be worried.
Yeah, because...
Might get caught.
We were being summoned to court for a lot of things, mainly that Renault garage that's not technically on our land, but it kind of is.
And they're paying us rent, and they don't want to pay us rent. Yeah.
So they're trying to take us to court. So that
we've got our own court, and we always
win.
So
that the ball's in our court, pardon the pun.
Didn't Ben and Angela Beaver get told off for egging the Renault garage? Didn't you go on a joyride?
Nothing was proved. And we haven't got a court, so we got away with it. And our court, if we had our own court, imagine if you had your own court, you would never be found guilty.
Our court clerk is Jennifer Quinn.
Very good. Nice. Always let you off, Jennifer Quinn.
Nice.
Hey, where there's blame, there's a claim, but there is no claim because we always win.
If your name...
Jennifer Quinn.
If your name hasn't been read out...
She's only the fucking clerk.
You know what? When you go in, you go, Jennifer, hey, Jennifer, what do you like from... what can I get you? And you just, I don't know, get her a sandwich or a can of Coke from the shop or whatever. And she goes, you're getting off. What have you done? Oof. No, don't worry, you're off. Don't worry, I'll have a word.
We are getting round to giving all you guys very, very exciting jobs just like these on Patreon. And if you want to join onto the Patreon, now's a good time to do so. We've just done a Jack's Famous Friends.
Yeah, we did. Tom Hanks.
And later in this month, we are releasing a question and answer session. So to get involved on then, simply go on to www.patreon.com/onthesofa and sign up for about £7. £7 gets you all that. You
it's can also a lot. Watch to these be episodes. Fair, there's a fair...
There's shed whack, loads on
shed
there.
Loads on
we
there.
Might end up putting the full thing on Patreon.
Oh,
don't say that.
Bye.
Bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.